Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Get right to the romance and find the way to wow this Valentine's with 1-800-Flowers.com. From classic roses and bouquets to decadent chocolate-covered berries, gourmet treats, and more. Surprise your Valentine with 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, get the 18-stem Enchanted Rose Medley for $39.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
Hello, boys and girls. Welcome in to the Boys and Girl Podcast with Cowboys NFL Network reporter Jane Slater and NFL Network producer Bobby Belt. A Cowboys community with the inside scoop on the Dallas Cowboys. Now, coming straight to you from the Lone Star State, here's Jane and Bobby.
Well, we have had the good fortune here on the Boys and Girl Podcast of getting some amazing guests in the last couple of weeks. And this next one, Bobby, I'm really excited, mostly because we haven't really spoken with him since his injury and then, of course, his subsequent surgery. But we've got Cowboys linebacker Leighton Vander Esch joining us.
Absolutely. And he is he's such a sharp and down-to-earth guy.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's the Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Like, I've always enjoyed listening to him talk about the game and just in general talk about, you know, where things are at and what he sees. And so I think fans who maybe sometimes don't always, you know, hear from him, because like you said, nobody's really heard from him since the season ended. He's not a guy who does a ton of interviews. And so I think it's a good look at fans being able to get an understanding of what his football IQ is like, where he's at in his recovery, and just some of how he is as a person.
Get right to the romance and find the way to wow this Valentine's with 1-800-Flowers.com. From classic roses and bouquets to decadent chocolate-covered berries, gourmet treats, and more, surprise your Valentine with 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, get the 18-stem Enchanted Rose Medley for $39.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Joining us now is Cowboys linebacker Leighton Vander Esch. You can follow him on Twitter at VanderEsch38, and you can also check out his website with all his merchandise and other things at officiallve.com. Leighton, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you guys?
Doing great. Really glad you could join us. I know it's kind of a crazy time right now with everything that's going on with the pandemic, and then, you know, you add into that, you know, your recovery from your injury and that you're dealing with right now. I guess first start off with that, the coronavirus aspect of it. How have you been attempting to stay in shape and get yourself ready with, you know, such seemingly limited resources right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's been difficult, but I mean, you kind of got to make do with what you have. You got to find a way. You got to prepare every single day, pretty much like you're going to be, like the season's going to be on. So when it is, and whenever we get the green light to go, you got to be ready to go. So it's just waking up, running, doing as much conditioning as you can, lifting, all that stuff. And then obviously we can meet virtually online to go over the plays and all that stuff right now. So, yeah, I mean, it's difficult, but we're getting it done.
You know, Leighton, we haven't really talked to you since the injury, and I remember sitting in the press conference room and Jason Garrett saying that the injury wasn't life-threatening, and we all sort of found ourselves going, where did it even get close to that? Why was that thrown out? How are you? What actually happened? And are you going to be ready to play next year?
I am doing wonderful. I feel as good now as I ever have before I even got hurt. But, I mean, I'm ready to roll. I've been training full go for a couple months now. So it's not holding me back whatsoever. I feel, like I said, just as good as I ever have. So I'm just excited to play football at this point and get back on the field. And like I said, whenever they give us the green light to go, we're going to be ready. And then from that time on, it's full go and don't let off the gas pedal.
Your agent told us on the podcast last year that you were essentially trying to tackle with one arm. That's how bad some of that neck stiffness was. And then, of course, you got – it was in the Philly game, I believe – two defender or two offensive players ended up falling on you, or was it two defensive players? Help me clear that up. What was going on with your body?
Well, their tight end and Jeff pretty much ran into me while I was falling down. I was man to man on the running back, if I remember right. And when I turned and looked, he had just caught the ball and they were like right in front of me. And then he kind of pushed me to my side while I was going down. I was going to tackle him at first, but then I kind of lost my balance when the running back kind of pushed me on the side and I just got caught in a bad position, and that was pretty much it. And then I obviously took the bye week off because it was right before the bye week, and then sat out the Giants game in hopes that it would be better. And then I went back and tried to play for 2 weeks with it, and I dealt with it for those two games, and it was a struggle. It was hard, but like I said, there's always players are always battling through injuries and they're always playing. Jeff was a prime example of it last year with his shoulders. I mean, he was a freaking warrior out there at safety for us, and he was messed up every single week. But that's what people don't understand, is we're putting our bodies on the line every single game, and then they want to have judgment. They want to have opinion on everything, and they have absolutely no idea what we're going through and what we're like putting on the line to go out there and play just so they can watch us. But that's what you get when you play football. So you got to be able to play through some stuff like that. And I tried for those 2 weeks and it wasn't working out very well. I was trying my hardest, but I couldn't tackle worth a dang. So I figured probably better go get an MRI, and then found out we needed to have surgery here whenever, in the middle of January. So, but now I'm good. I'm solid, ready to go, healthy as ever.
Love it.
We've talked to guys before. We've heard from players before after, you know, they suffer an injury early in the season or in the middle of the season, and then, you know, it's a race down the finish, and they feel really kind of isolated from the rest of the group, and they talk about how it can be difficult to be rehabbing an injury while your brothers, this family that you've created, is out there fighting for something. Was that especially hard for you to have to kind of sit on the sidelines, especially with your competitive nature, and kind of watch the guys fight for that playoff spot without you?
Extremely difficult. I was just trying to do as much as I could to be there for them and help them on the field, even though I couldn't play. I was trying to help them with plays, communication, signaling, everything I possibly could. I was right there. I was always telling the coaches, like, whatever you need of me, whatever help you need, communication, signal calling, whatever it is on the sideline, I'm right there. Like, just tell me what you want me to do. And just helping the guys talk through the plays on the sideline whenever they came off on a drive, and just communicating as if I was playing and preparing as if I was playing, but obviously just not getting the snaps on the field.
What have you thought about the coaching staff so far? Because I know a lot of you guys didn't get to meet them, and now you're meeting them virtually in these virtual chats. What's that been like?
It's been different, but it's kind of been interesting too for me though, because Mike Nolan, our D coordinator now, he was the one that gave me, he pretty much took me on my tour when I visited New Orleans when I was getting drafted. And so him and I already had a really good relationship. I never met Scott, our linebacker coach, before. And I hadn't met George Edwards, our defensive assistant, before either. But I got to briefly talk to all of them early in January or middle of January. I got to talk to all of them, see them in person, and everything pretty much before everything got locked down and got all crazy. I got to see them for a little bit. And now we're just, like I said, we're just trucking away on virtual meetings, learning plays and all that stuff. And that's difficult. And I know some of the guys didn't get a chance to meet the coaches before, but I think we're doing an extremely good job, and we're just locked in every single meeting, and we're just ready to go.
To follow up on that, you know, some of these players that I've talked to, you know, someone like yourself, you are in Idaho in the off season, you know, you're recently married. So it's sort of an opportunity to sort of reconnect with her, something that you don't get to really do during the football season. Do you guys like doing it this way, since you would be in the classroom and you'd have to come back otherwise, this ability to sort of do it remotely?
Yes and no. I think we get a good amount of time after the season to go enjoy and kind of just have a personal life for a couple months. But as a competitor and as an athlete, how it is, you kind of, your body and your mind, you kind of know, like, okay, like I need to start getting back. Like I need to start, like, you know, what your body just kind of flips modes, and you know, when you get back to the facility, you know, you got to get back there and start training, meeting with coaches and all that. So you kind of just transition on your own. But it is nice to have those couple months, few months, and obviously it's been extended this year because of the pandemic and all that. So, but it's been nice to catch up on some valuable family time and just kind of take care of business. And
this is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Hi, it's the Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
In that aspect, but like I said, we would normally be in OTAs right now if it wasn't for this. So it's definitely different, and you just got to make do. You got to find a way some way.
One of the hallmarks people have always said about, you know, Rod Marinelli's defense is you know, swarming and swarm to the ball and play fast and things like that. And that's similar in a way to what people have said about Mike Nolan's defense as well. But obviously it's a little different. It's, you know, we've heard a lot this phrase that you guys want to be multiple and don't necessarily want to, you know, tie yourselves down to one particular base defense. So far from what you've seen and what you've been learning, how radical a change is this for you guys going from the Rod Marinelli scheme to the Mike Nolan one? Are there some similarities you're able to pick up, or is this kind of like starting from scratch?
There's some things here and there that you can pick up between the two, but I mean, it's anytime you're learning a new defense, there's going to be so much of a, I guess you could say, everybody uses different words as far as terminology. So it's mainly that. And then obviously I think it really just comes down to your effort. If you're going to go out there on the field every single day in practice, and you're going to teach yourself good habits, running the ball every single time, I think good things are going to happen regardless. And then the scheme just comes into play. So if you can get your good habits and just the way you play football down to the tee, by practicing every single day the way you're going to play, and by running to every single ball and just pushing yourself, it's going to turn into good things on the field. And like I said, then scheme comes in, and everything the coach has taught you, you can apply that. And I think that's when you can be really dangerous. And I think that's how we're going to be this year.
If you love to be remembered as the person who gives the best birthday gifts, I'm here to tell you that 1-800-Flowers.com is your ultimate birthday gifting destination. 1-800-Flowers has thoughtful and artfully created options that are guaranteed to deliver the best birthday surprise. Shop thousands of unique gifts at 1-800-Flowers.com for exclusive offers and great values. To order today, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council. What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
What does a 4-3 defense with a lot of these 3-4 looks look like for you? How does your role change in this defense?
I wouldn't even really say that the roles change that much. I mean, a Mike and a Will are essentially in the cover 3 systems now today. The Mike and a Will are essentially the same thing. Put some safeties in there. Safeties playing in the box. We're all X's, and we all know the different techniques that you play within the scheme. So if you just move some pieces around here and there, it really doesn't matter. Like we literally, we're all X's. So we're interchangeable. We can play a position here. We can play a position there. We should know. And especially as linebackers, we should know every position on the field and what they're doing anyways, because that's going to make you a better player.
You know, we've talked here about that there's obviously been a coaching change. Jason Garrett did land over with the New York Giants. You're going to see them twice a year. Have you thought any about that first opportunity to go up against the Jason Garrett offense and how surreal that might be for you guys on the defensive side of the ball?
It's going to be like the old days in practice. But no, I mean, you got to prepare every single week, 'cause you know, they're going to put some different things in, you know, they're going to try and do certain things to take advantage of certain weaknesses they might think that we have. That's what every team does. So you have to be able to prepare, and you got to be able to adjust on the fly. And I think that's what makes our group special, is because we have a bunch of smart football players and we love playing football. And I know we're going to prepare that way to go out there and get the job done every single week. So I don't think it matters who we're playing.
What did you think when the Cowboys got CeeDee Lamb at 17 in this year's draft?
I was shocked. The whole time I was just – I didn't realize that he was still on the board, because I think it was just that crazy. But it was – that's a huge pickup for us, and I'm looking forward to seeing what he's going to do for us on the field. I know I think the rookies have started meeting virtually with the coaches over the weekend they started. So I'm just excited to get everybody together and get those guys learning. Obviously, they're trying to learn a whole new playbook, a whole new system, and the way we do things well. So, it's pro football.
You know, when you look at the offensive side of the ball and some of the threats that are there now with CD and Amari Cooper and Michael Gallup, and you've already got Zeke, of course, and Tony Pollard and Dak Prescott. And, you know, I've asked some of the defensive guys this recently, you know, it's obviously one of those unwritten things that you don't talk about another guy's money or his contract. So I'm not going to ask you about Dak's contract, but on the broader scale of the topic of Dak Prescott within the context of the league, what do you think it is that makes him special? What makes him, you think, stand out from some of the other quarterbacks you see outside of practice on game days on Sundays?
Well, he's always working. You know, he's always putting in the work. He's being a leader on and off the field. And I think his work ethic speaks for itself. He's always pushing guys to come along with him. He's always pushing himself to get better every single day. And I think that just speaks wonders of a guy. When you can see that when he's away from football, that tells you what kind of character he is. So I know he'll always be taking care of business just like he always is. So, I mean, they'll get something done. I don't know when, I don't know what it is. I don't know the details of it, but, I'm positive they'll get something done.
You know, you're a young guy, but your approach is very similar to someone like Sean Lee, the guy that just sort of puts on his hard hat and gets to work. There's not a lot of frills that come with Sean. What's it been like continuing to be able to have him in that linebacker room, especially with the fact he's coming back yet another year?
Mm-hmm. Man, that finding out that he was coming back to play another year after this past season put a huge smile on my face. When I found that out, I was so pumped. It's so valuable having a guy like him in the room, not just for his ability with football and his knowledge, but just the person he is. I think it's contagious, the way he prepares, the way he carries himself, and it makes younger players want to be just like that. And that's the guy you want to be. I mean, he's going on what, this is 10th or 11th year. 10th year?
Yeah, 11.
Maybe his 11th or something like that.
11.
The dude has dealt with pretty much every single bit of adversity you could possibly deal with as his career went on. And look at him now. He stayed healthy the whole season last season, played good football for us, and he has that intangible just – way he goes about things. I mean, you can't replace that. And the fact that you get that for a whole nother year, I absolutely love it. I love the guy. And I'm just excited to play football with him again.
He's so tricky. I never know if he's going to snap your neck off or if he's going to give you a hug. Like, he's one of those guys that I think that sort of unpredictability is good on the football field, especially when you're playing defense.
Yeah, you got to have some of that, I guess you could say, odd aggression. Anybody that plays defense, I think, is a little bit crazy, honestly. you got to be a little bit crazy to go out there and fly around and just, that's what you want to do is you want to hit dudes and make plays. So I think no matter what position you play on defense, you got to be a little bit crazy.
With all the turnover that's gone on, not just with the roster and the coaching staff, you know, both those areas, there being a lot of turnover, do you feel any sort of, responsibility to act as somewhat of a bridge for this new coaching staff and new players and help cultivate the new culture as quickly as possible as somebody who's been here for a couple of years now?
Absolutely. I think that's just the jobs that we have as linebackers as a whole. We got to have everybody on the same page every single play. And the faster we can get everybody on the same page right now with all this, with the stuff that we're dealing with, I know it's hard to meet virtually and do all that, but the faster we can get everybody on the same page, the better off we're going to be. Obviously, we have more adversity because we're putting in a new playbook. We're putting in a new system. So there's not very many teams in the league that have to do that every year. But we're one of them this year. So we're embracing it and we're going to go after it and do it. And I'm going to do everything I possibly can to help curve that matter. And being a leader, being a guy that the younger guys can come to and ask me questions whenever they want. It doesn't matter time, place, whatever it is. I'll be there to answer those questions as best I can possible. And like I said, just as fast as we can get everybody on the same page and get rolling, the better off we're going to be.
All right, let's get to what you've just been doing in your free time, Leighton. I saw that you were in Idaho. It's, I would imagine, fairly easy to socially distance there.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
The small town that you came from, have you been able to lift up the gun? Have you been able to do a little bit of hunting? What are some of your off-season activities?
Yeah, well, I mean, early on, I was a little bit limited, obviously, because I was just trying to heal up and just take things as they came. But I mean, I feel wonderful now. And when we were at home, we were getting in the mountains a little bit, horn hunting, doing, just getting some good exercise that way. We're out by ourselves. We go camping, fishing. It just started to warm up a little bit before I came back. But it's a fun off season back at home. Just getting out in the outdoors and hanging out and being around a campfire or anything like that. I didn't get the chance to go hunting or anything really, because everything's really closed except for wolves, obviously, but I couldn't do any of that this season.
Wolf hunting for you.
Being responsible.
Well, and since that is, you know, everybody kind of knows you're the rugged outdoorsman and you are the wolf hunter. Have you had any, like, teammates hit you up these couple years and been like, hey, I want to come out to Idaho with you. I want to hunt wolves.
Oh, yeah. I probably half the dudes would. I don't know if they just say it or if they would, but I feel like I'm pretty confident the majority of the guys would come stroll around the mountains with me.
All right, now I'm going to put you in and I'm going to have you just walk right into it, Leighton. What's the one guy that would possibly pull a Dick Cheney on you and not be able to shoot straight and would be a liability for you if you put a gun on him and you guys went in the backwoods?
Oh, gosh. Oh, man. Zeke?
I was thinking the same thing.
Because I think when we talked about it the one time, he was like, he's like, dude, those things are scary. And I was like, they're really not that bad. Like, you would be fine. And so I think he would just be so, like, he would have buck fever or something when he was out there. And I don't even know if he's shot a gun in his life. So I would have to really question that one.
If he does, will you GoPro it for us?
Yes.
I need video or it didn't happen.
Have documentation on every bit of it.
See, I don't know if you get a chance to watch the team's mic'd up segments ever, but there was a point last year where you were doing the wolf howl, and the team website put a video out there of Zeke explaining to Tony Pollard that you actually hunt wolves. And yeah, he seemed pretty, you know, he seemed like it was a little heavy for him. And was, you know, yeah, it's crazy. He literally hunts wolves. And then Tony Pollard had to say, oh, they're overrun with wolves, like in Frisco, rabbits. Because there's so many rabbits. And he's like, no, not like rabbits at all.
Yeah, I think I did see that clip. And it made me laugh pretty hard. But I'm all game for taking the guys out and showing them the ways out there. So, I mean, they just got to let me know and actually come out instead of say it.
That's so amazing. Well, I don't want to take up too much more of your time because I know that you've been busy, but we really, really, really appreciate you jumping on the podcast with us. So continue to hill, and we're looking forward to seeing you ball out again next year.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much. Looking forward to it too.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
All right, well, we have been jam-packed here even during this pandemic and the quarantine, so we appreciate so many of you guys that have tuned in both on the iHeartMedia app and iTunes, but also now on our YouTube channel. But Bobby and I admittedly need a little time off. Bobby, your lovely wife is going back to work, so I don't know if that means that you get more daddy duty.
Yeah, it'll be it should be fun. I mean, she's chomping at the bit. She's ready to get back and do some stuff. I mean, as much as she enjoyed the staying up till 1 a.m. to watch a movie without having to worry about getting up at 6 or whatever, I think she's going a little stir crazy, some cabin fever setting in. So it'll be good. I think it'll be healthy for everyone if mom's a little happier. So that'll be good.
Happy wife, happy life. I wouldn't know much about that since my marriage only lasted 1 year, but that's what I hear, yeah. Bobby.
You do not have, overshare.
I know. Sometimes I get a little TMI-ish, but also I'm a bit of a lake rat myself, and admittedly, the weather is really getting nice here in Texas, so it's time to retreat to the lake house and enjoy a little bit of that before we kick up the football season, which I think you and I can already feel is going to be a very interesting one as we continue to navigate this pandemic. But again, thank you to so many of you that have continued to support us. Tune in, like us, and subscribe us, and we'll see you here soon.
Did you know Amazon provides ways of working that fit your lifestyle? They know you value your time outside of work, juggling family, school, friends, or other activities. That's why they offer a variety of shifts that work for you. There are full-time, part-time, and even temporary opportunities that can work with your schedule, with great starting pay and sign-on bonuses. If you want a career that fits and adapts to your lifestyle, head to amazon.com/apply. Amazon is a proud equal opportunity employer.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Stores are great, but it's Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.